Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, we're back here with Barely Filtered. Kristen and Aurora here, and today we have a very special guest. His name is Oliver Trevina, and you might recognize him from some of the movies he's done. He's an actor, and most recently, he is a very successful entrepreneur. And my sister hates how I say that word, entrepreneur. I think I say it fine. In the public eye, since the age of 4, he was raised in East Sussex, England. You'll hear his accent. He was a child actor, and he's since starred in movies including Paradise City, Rising Hawk, and Robert Patrick, and Embattled with Nicolas Cage. I have not seen that one. Have you?
Wait, Paradise City. Wasn't Olivia in that?
Paradise City was a TV show.
Olivia was in it.
Do you know Olivia Culpo?
Yeah, of course.
That's my sister.
I put two and two together. Just because I'm English, I can still figure some things out.
We weren't sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, evidently, yeah, this is my research here. Okay. Yeah. So you have no plan to step away
from... Is this the first time you've read this?
I read it before. She's reading it in real time. But I put it together. Yeah. But I read an interview with you and some other person. And honestly, let's be real. Nate is my friend. And Nate said that you were cool. So I was like, let's just bring him in.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So he has no plans to step away from the camera, but you are hyper-focused on some of your business ventures. That's what I'm most interested in. Not that I don't think, you know, acting is superb and everything, but come on, we're in Hollywood.
Basically, what you're saying is I've been in a lot of movies that you haven't seen.
He said it, not me.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, Cali Water is a functional cactus water beverage, and you started that with Vanessa Hudgens.
This is true.
Yep. That's amazing. I want to talk a little bit about that, and then we'll go into the rest of them. There's Vitable, Dog Pound, which I know just from being in LA, but maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit more. Change of Heart, Next Health. There's the list just goes on. No wonder you don't have kids. You don't have any time.
I mean, it's tough to find the balance. I mean, look, there's a lot of companies that I'm an investor of, and that just basically means good luck.
Yeah.
Hope it works out.
Okay.
And then there's companies that I'm extremely active in, like Cali Water is like my baby. I mean, me and Vanessa are day to day on that. Dog Pound, you know, I train there. It's fun. Like there's a difference between like an investor and then like a founder.
Right.
And I try and separate that. Like that's a big part of my last year, because I guess I like to stick my nose in and it doesn't do me any favors, because I'm only an investor and I find myself like given so many more hours than I should.
For sure.
Because obviously it's a fine line, because you've put your money in, so you want it to succeed, but then you can't, it's not my business, you know? Yeah. It's like you have to trust in other people, which is tough.
Do you have a problem with like really relinquishing control?
Do you think?
I don't know. I'm getting a vibe.
In the five minutes you've known me, my dog is like this.
So how do you decide? And I imagine, especially now that you're so successful, you must get tons of pitches, right?
Yes.
How do you decide that, hey, this is where I want to put my money in, or this is where I want to put my man hours in? How do you decide like, this is a company that looks like, okay, this has a chance, I want to invest?
Yeah. I mean, look, I invest in startups, which is massively risky. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done startups myself. Some have failed. Some I've been a part of and I was like, oh my God, this is a no-brainer and it doesn't work. And what I've learned along the way is it's both product and people. So the product could be incredible and it might be like the best thing I've ever seen in my life. But if I don't believe in the people, I wouldn't do it. And at the same time, if the people are amazing, but the product's terrible. So I obviously look for both, but I'm probably more of a people person.
And by people, do you mean the target audience or do you mean the
people? No, I mean the founders, the people who are running it, because I have to trust them. Mm-hmm. Like it's everything to me. I think we've all, you know, been, I guess I was going to say fucked over.
You can say
fucked
that,
over
yeah.
in this world. And so for me, it's like really trusting the people and mm-hmm. believing their vision and how passionate they are, because being a founder is really hard. Like mm-hmm. it's great to have an idea and you think, oh my God, I've got this amazing idea. I'm going to be a millionaire. It's the execution and it takes a lot. So yeah. meeting with the people and seeing if they really are that passionate and how hungry they are. And I would say the last 2 years, all my investments, I feel like I've made in a good way because of that. Previously, I was maybe overexcited and was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's a check. Yeah. Here's a check. Here's yeah. a check.
You get a check. You yeah. get a check.
And a lot like, of
I wish I knew you then.
yeah. yeah. I mean, they're smaller, you know, some are smaller checks, but you know, it's people. So I really, and I believe in paying it forward. Like mm-hmm. I only got where I am because some people took a gamble on me.
Right.
So sometimes I do it and my business managers are like, I drive my business managers crazy, like yeah. literally crazy. And
they're like,
why are you doing
you
this? Why are you doing this again? But it's fun, you know, it's mm-hmm. fun. I don't do the stock market or anything like that. Like I'm not a business guy in that way. So this is like more risk, but there's more reward too, because there's the people part. There's the excitement around like being involved in something as it grows.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But yeah. yeah.
When did I you get that. Started into, because you grew up a child actor, you were in the film industry.
Yeah, I grew up in ballet. So I grew up in ballet.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, 12 years.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was the youngest of four boys and mum was desperate for a girl. Didn't happen.
Wait, why am I getting Billy Elliot?
It was, here? By the way, it was, I mean, extremely true to Billy Elliot. Sadly.
But you're so tough. Like you work out a dog pound now. So
yeah,
it's like,
I wasn't that. I mean, to be honest, if we're putting all our cards on the table, I like, it's so funny. So, I mean, I grew up as a ballerina, 12 years in a very like, kind of like a, I won't say rough town. It's a lovely seaside town, but it's a very small, you know, mm-hmm. there's not a lot going on. My mum still says that I chose to do ballet, which there is no way at 4 years old I was walking through Hastings and was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You out? You had enough?
Mind you, you guys, if you can't see him, he's wearing full black leather boots. Looks like he just got off a Harley, but he is a full ballerina.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a small dog.
So this is what plays into it. And when I was 19, I was beating the shit out of, into a coma. True story.
That's what, I was going to get to that because I read that.
This whole persona that I have, like my mum still says, like, why did you get tattoos? No one in our family has tattoos. Mm-hmm. I'm like, because you put me in ballet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had to prove that I was tough, you know?
Yeah.
So shaved head, neck tattoo. I'm still watching The Notebook at home eating frozen yogurt, you know?
Like, you don't fool us. We could sense it. I mean, the little dog, you're going to have to do something really manly to like counteract the little dog thing.
So
but okay, so you got mugged essentially.
No, they didn't steal anything.
Oh, they just didn't like the way you looked.
Just beat the shit out of me.
Did you find the guys ever?
Yeah, they were caught. So it was caught. It happened in, they have these Big Brother type cameras in the UK in rougher neighborhoods where the police, it's on surveillance 24 hours a day. So the police saw it happening. So
what was the motive?
I was walking out of a bar and there was three big guys. I think two of them had just entered the Southeast Strongest Man competition. They were all a bit, you know, partying. And yeah, I made some sort of comment, but not like
yeah,
a comment not to that deserve
right.
that. Yeah. And I carried on walking back to my car and that was it. First punch, back of the head, knocked me out. And then they stamped on my face and body for 7.5 minutes till the police got there. And it took like CS gas to get the guys off of me. Because the police said, don't have guns, you know, and they couldn't get them off of me. There was these three big guys. And
wow.
Yeah, I flatlined on the scene.
And how many years ago was this?
I was 19.
Okay, so you were 19. And
so
then,
6 years ago.
So 6 years ago, yeah. That's what I was, that was my math too.
But yeah, I was rebuilt basically. So 26 metal plates either side of my face, 15 bone graft surgeries from here to here.
Oh, I couldn't even tell. Really? And I, you know.
That's why I've got good teeth, darling. It's about my fifth set.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they look good. But around here, it's like, you know, everybody has a new face and teeth. Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah, it's just normal. Mine wasn't a choice.
Yeah. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, crazy. But it led me to America. That's the crazy part. Like,
yeah, so how'd you come over here?
Well, my parents got a lawyer. It's funny because I just started like getting more open with my story because I truly believe we're all where we are because of what our past was. But yeah, they got a lawyer and they sued because one of the guys had come out of jail once already. Like, so there was a case there. And I ended up with, I think it was like just over £13,000, which for me at the time as a theater actor was like, oh my God, I'm rich.
Yeah.
So I came to America. There's a friend of mine doing some music out here. And I remember getting off the plane. I went to the Hyatt on Sunset. That's now the Andaz on Sunset.
Wow.
And I was like, what rate would you do me if I stayed here for like 3 months? And I think I got like $70 a night or something. And I stayed here. I've gone back a lot, but I've,
But it led you here.
100%.
Wow. There is a silver lining there.
I would have never in my life move that far away from my family. Like, we're such a tight-knit family.
I went on your Instagram and you're like in Vegas partying with your parents and your mom and your dad. And I was like, this looks just like you guys look like best friends.
Oh, yeah, we are. I mean, we talk every day. We talk every day. But for me, it was like something that obviously shifted me to think bigger. And look, there was a lot of fear there as well. Like, I wanted to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that fear caught up with me. Like, I would say in my 30s, like, I was like, okay, what is this feeling that I've got to finally deal with? You know, because an accident or not an accident, an incident like that obviously takes its toll. Mm-hmm. And my response to it was like, everything happens for a reason, which is a really happy response, right. Which is like my mum's Irish way, right? Yeah. Like, Irish people are a walking fridge magnet. They've got a quote for everything.
Yes.
And that was what I lived by until it finally started to catch up. And I was like, okay, this is not a healthy way to live. Like, my mindset, it was just fully fear-based.
You were so feeling the trauma of that.
100%.
Did I, Nate, so I don't drink and Nate was telling me that you also don't drink.
Don't drink.
Okay,
either.
So do you feel like that's something, like, tell me about that. Cause it sounds like you
were
look, at
bars. For me, it was more of, everything, not just alcohol, but everything I was doing to cover up the fear, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would wake up every day and my normal response to waking up was like, another day, you know? And I wanted to live my life, but at the same time, I was scared of life. And that was because my core belief, like, I'm walking down the street and suddenly my entire life changed. And I'd done therapy, so to speak, but therapy for me was never digging deep enough. I mean, I had memory loss and everything after that attack, which they said was just because of head trauma. But I've now, I mean, I did neurofeedback. I did this course like 10 hours a day in these pods. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly remembered the entire evening. Like,
is it Joe Dispenza stuff? Or
similar, but but this is actually like, you're in
trauma
pods,
therapy.
You're linked up to brain machines.
Yeah.
They do it with a lot of, like, you know, people who are trying to remember their attacker or stuff like that. And it was clear as day. Like, I remember like turning around as they were coming towards me and getting the hit and being on the floor and I'm shaking in this machine. And then you have to go back and you have to, you know, once you've remembered the trauma, it's about forgiveness and a lot of that letting go of, you know, the past. And then I, you know, would finish a course like that and think, oh my God, I've made a breakthrough. And then I'd realize there was more. Mm-hmm. And it's like an onion because, like, as I feel like we push trauma down. And so you'll uncover trauma and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm free. Mm-hmm. But once you undercover that layer, there's another layer and another layer and it goes all the way back, you know? And so I guess I became a bit like more addicted to that than doing the other things that I had done, you know, like the party and like the Hollywood life, like pretending like everything's fine and I'm king of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, so now I love that life.
Yeah.
And I constantly like try and keep myself in check and, you know, peel back the onion before it gets too deep. You know, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling that way? And how can I move through it as opposed to just running on the hamster wheel, pretending that everything's fine. So, that for me was why alcohol doesn't work, because for me, alcohol has always been something that covers something up.
Totally.
And I don't want to cover something up.
Like, I have I feel like we have the exact same story. I didn't get the shit beat out of me in order to get there, but it was the same thing. Like, I would wake up in the morning and it's like, okay, what's it going to be today? Like, intense working out, like yoga or whatever. It's like, I'd wake up and be like, it's either going to be like drugs and alcohol or like something really constructive, but like also to an excess.
Yes.
You know, it's like there was like
some
no
level of
in between.
Right.
Cause it's like, you don't want to face what
reality,
the pain. Yeah. You don't want to face your pain. And then I also had a relationship with therapy and stuff where it was like, does putting something under a microscope like change it? No. And then just the talk therapies. But I really like the kind of like Joe Dispenza, then what you're talking about, like
100%.
That the trauma lives in the cells of our bodies. Mm-hmm. And like, if you like doing a physical kind of therapy or workout, like that's what I love, at least. That's why I love yoga. But enough about me. Let's talk about you more.
No, by the way, I like it. But it's true. Everyone's, it's not about being beaten up. It's not about, everyone's had trauma. Everyone's had their own journey. And something as small as, you know, a door being slammed shut can still resonate with you through your life. It's not about the level of trauma. It's about like us just, I think, being more aware and conscious of it, because I was brought up in a way of, you just push through, you know, keep calm and carry on, you know, therapy was not even a thing, you know? And I think it's good to be more open and less bullshit. I was so full of shit for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like I would protect in every way, because that was what I was like, put on a happy face. You know, you never want to show your true colors in case people judge you, you know? So I think for me, what's changed is that like openness, because then it's like, this is me.
Yeah,
you know?
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did you lose friends or anything like that when you decided to not drink and lay off the partying?
I won't say I lost friends. What's that saying? I'm trying to live by that saying at the moment, which is why I should know it off the top of my tongue, but it's people that matter don't mind, people yeah. that yeah. mind don't matter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really true yeah. for everything, because it's the people that have now not that are now not part of my life.
Yeah. yeah.
weren't meant to be part of my life.
Yeah.
It's not that I've let go of anyone. It just happened, you know?
Yeah.
And my life's different now.
Yeah.
And I think my time is also so limited that I'm like, my people-pleasing days are over.
Okay, one of the things that I decided I would cut out of my life for 2024 is getting my nails done at a salon. I know this sounds crazy. It's something that Kristen thinks all women should do every 2 weeks. We had an episode on this that she got a lot of slack for. But I like to have my nails done. I just really don't like sitting at a salon. I feel like it ends up taking an hour out of my day. It always ends up being like $200. And why would I do that when I found this company called Olive & June, where you can get literally everything you need for a salon quality manicure in one box? It's salon grade tools, designed specifically for do-it-yourself, and you can choose from 6 different polishes that never chip and they last 7 days or more. It breaks down to literally like $2 a manicure. So you're saving some money there. And one of my favorite products that they have is actually the press-ons. Now, these are not the same press-ons that you used when you were like 8 years old. These look so real. They last so long and they have them in all the different sizes. They actually don't damage your nails, which I'm really a fan of because my nails were looking pretty sad for a while there from all the acrylics that I wore. So it's a win-win. You save time, you save money. And of course, we have a code for you, and that is for 20% off your first system if you use code BarelyFiltered. So that's oliveandjune.com/barelyfiltered for 20% off your first system. oliveandjune.com/BarelyFiltered for 20% off your first system.
Hi, friends. I'm Cameron Rogers, host of Freckled Foodie and Friends podcast, which is now on Dear Media. Are you wondering what just happened to your life after having a baby or struggling with your mental health during postpartum? That was me just a few months ago. Are you working on healing your relationship with yourself, your body, and or food? Same. We are all on a journey to self-love and acceptance, and I'm right there with you. That's what Freckled Foodie and Friends is all about, reminding you that no matter what, you are not alone. Make sure to tune in for season 5 launching with Dear Media on November 9th and subscribe to listen to new episodes every Wednesday morning.
So what's a day? Yeah. What's a, like a normal day for you? I'm sure every day is different, but you have so little time and I get it.
Yeah.
What are your days filled with?
I mean, a normal day in LA will be, I'm kind of that weird guy. I start my day in the, I get up and I do the ice bath.
Yeah. I love it.
You're truly, you are the norm.
Just for clarity.
Just make sure you Instagram
it. I hate the ice bath. I don't like it.
I hate it too.
People are like, oh, you must love it. You do it every morning. I'm like, no.
Why on earth would I want to get,
I do it because I feel good after, but I don't, there's no, I mean, if there was like a fly on the wall, I have a back and forth conversation with myself every morning.
It's the worst. But you know what? It's like nothing can get worse than those like 3 minutes. Yeah. So it's like, the day's going
to
be great.
Don't they say like the equivalent to 2 minutes in the ice bath is the equivalent, the same like dopamine hit of like cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I love the ice bath.
Yeah, I know. Same.
Fucking hell. Surprise, I'm not doing it 20 times a day.
I had a cigarette while I'm in there. But I mean, I like cryo better. Do you like cryotherapy?
So I do both. I do ice bath in the morning, and then if I'm having like a kind of crazy day, I'll quickly stop at Next Health for a quick cryo, because it kind of is, for me, it's like a caffeine hit.
Do you feel like it's easier? I feel like it's easier, right?
But it's only surface level. Cryo is surface level.
Okay, damn
ice bath goes deeper into the muscles. So yeah, that's kind of how I start the day. I do that. I start the day with a little reading. There's a book. It's called Emmett Fox, Around the Year with Emmett Fox, I think it's called. And it's like daily readings.
Okay.
So I do that, and then I'll pray on that reading and pray to have a good day and not be an arsehole.
Okay.
And try and, you know.
You said your prayers this morning.
Not be a selfish, obsessed prick. And that's what I do. I still don't know what I'm praying to. Mm-hmm. I just pray, you know, because I know there's something and it's not me. So that's what I try and do. And then I will get on with my day. Conference calls, meetings, whether it's people that have pitched me stuff. I'll jump on the phone with the president of Cali Water every morning. We'll have a catch up. Vanessa and I will normally have some stuff to talk about around that. And then I'll probably read some scripts. I'm producing a bunch at the moment as well. Obviously, it's a weird time with the strike.
Yeah.
I had a film that started that we had to shut down. So we're now moving that, I think, to, as of this morning, Serbia. We just got a waiver, so we're going to film it in Serbia.
That's the only
now.
Place available.
With this, strike,
it's just different. Like, we had to readjust a lot of budgets and cut things, and they have a tax incentive there. So
Yeah. Wow. So you can't film in LA is one of the rules?
No, the rules are, I mean, if you're SAG, you can't film anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm also equity, so okay. I can theoretically film in the UK, but we did just get a waiver. We were waiting on it for like 2.5 months. So if you get a waiver, you can film anywhere. The difference is because the first 3 days that we were going, we lost a lot of money. We've now had to cut a budget a bit
yeah.
and make some shifts. And so we're doing that.
Wow. You sound so busy. But like, yeah, you're so chill.
My days are busy, but I love what I do.
You love it.
Trying to find balance is tough because I genuinely like, I mean, I don't have an assistant right now and things like that. Like it's hard to find.
You hear that?
He needs an assistant. It's just hard to find good people.
It is.
You know?
Yeah. Especially who want to work as hard. Like, especially, like, I don't know, if you have a younger assistant, especially, it's kind of hard in this day and age. They want to show up at 10 a.m. and
yeah.
like, I've been up for 3 hours already.
Or they still want to do their 11 a.m. soul cycle class.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I love that for you.
Yeah,
but
I love that.
It ain't going to work for me.
Yeah,
you know?
But go at 5 a.m. then.
Yeah.
Like, make
yeah,
time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I have time.
Yeah. So I do it. I end up doing it myself. But I do love what I do. But I also understand, like, this time for me is a real crunch time.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, I've got Cali Water going. There's a lot of opportunity. Like, the ball's rolling. And I spent, you know, my parents, because as I say, we check in every day and they're like, oh, we're worried about you, another busy day. I'm like, guys, I did a good 10 years in LA where I thought I was busy, but I was hiking Runyon twice a day.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm
busy.
So busy.
Yeah.
I wasn't busy. So yeah. I had a nice run in my like yeah. mid-20s to mid-30s where yeah. I thought I was really busy. I wasn't busy. You know?
So mm. why are you all in on this one? Why are you all in with Cali Water? What about this is different? Instead of giving, you know, Vanessa a check, why are you saying I want to be in on this?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like in all honesty, well, it was I founded the company yeah. with her. So it's our baby kind of thing. So I'm obviously passionate about that. We got a ton of friends involved as well. So mm-hmm. we have like everyone from Gerard Butler to Brooke Burke, Glenn Powell. We have athletes like Aaron Rodgers and, you know, there's a ton of power behind it. And the product we really believe in. I mean, it's a functional health beverage. The easiest way to explain it, if you think of coconut water, but it's from a cactus. It's fully sustainable because the cactus naturally drains its juices. Mm-hmm. It's half the calories, half the sugar, more health benefits. So it ticks every box.
Yeah.
It also tastes great as a mixer, which people are using it for. And then kids have been loving it. So we are going to launch. I'm not meant to say anything. Mm. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it yet. We are going to launch
Genius.
Something for the kids in the coming month.
I'm drinking it now, guys, and it's very good.
Yeah.
And I
Is
like
it cold?
That. Yes, it's cold.
Okay, good.
It's cold and it has like not a lot of sugar, great clean ingredients. The first thing I did is look at the ingredients.
I haven't tried it. I'm on a cleanse today. But
it's you want to sip?
You can have
it's
a
really
sip.
Good.
I can
have one
okay.
sip.
All right, okay.
One sip won't break the fast.
But yeah, that's why I believe like it's a product that can, you know, we just signed with Walmart. You know, we've gone nationwide with a bunch of big retailers. We're excited about. I mean, Walmart for me, I spoke on a panel with them in Vegas a few weeks ago and it was like, wow, this is really happening. You know, it's
yeah.
But it's a drink that everyone can drink. You can have a 4-year-old drinking it. Your mom can drink it. Your sister who's really into fitness can drink it. And I can't think of a lot of drinks like that
yeah.
that are out there. And also restaurants and bars
yeah,
and nightclubs, you know, like
yeah.
there's a hospitality group called Big Night Live in Boston that are massive. And, you know, we go into their bars and restaurants and nightclubs and people order their tequila and they're getting their cans of Cali Water instead of Red Bull.
Yes.
Because it's a healthier way to get drunk.
Yeah,
it kind of tastes a little
without
like
all
Red
of
Bull.
The chemicals Shit. And cancer.
I love, yeah. fucking yeah. love a Red Bull.
Funny enough, just very random small world. Cole, Vanessa's fiance,
yes, yeah, yeah.
played baseball with Tyler. I lived next door to Cole in Altoona, Pennsylvania when they played for the Pirates
I
together.
I love that.
And he was just the cool, happy guy with
he's
curly
the
hair.
He's the sweetest human. I'm,
he's
I,
so sweet.
I love them both so
yeah.
much. Like, they're so,
and I'm
they're
like,
so
wait,
amazing.
Vanessa Hudgens? Go
yeah.
Cole.
Yeah. He's an investor at Cali Water too.
Adam boy, I love it.
And Cody
it.
Bellinger, a few of the guys, the
nice,
baseball guys are.
Nice. So do you find that you work more with, when it comes to like faces, celebrities or athletes? Because athletes are really big into
everyone. And everyone, I would say there's probably about 35 big names on our cap table.
It's amazing.
We haven't asked anyone. Everyone's genuinely tried the product and been like, bro, I want in on this. Or can we get this? Or we've been filming a movie and someone will be like, you know, Frank Grillo, Mike Coulter, the last couple of people I film movies with, they're all in on it, you know? And I think that's just because people taste it and they're like, okay, there's something here. So wow. our view on it is like, let's build this with everyone, split yeah. up the pie and,
yeah.
and make it something huge, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
I love that. So am I hearing, are you producing a movie right now? Are you acting as well? Or
yeah,
you just...
I'm producing and starring in it. Yeah.
Are you the main role?
I'm the main, there's two. There's a guy and a girl.
Okay. Yeah.
How
right,
often
right.
do people... Yeah. call you Jason Statham on the
a lot more when me and him used to hang out. We had a good run like for many years on the town together. Jason's a dear friend, but I am younger, just to clarify. But no, I'm the more affordable Jason Statham, I guess. For the movies. But Jason's brilliant. So I don't mind it at all.
Who's one of the favorite actors that you've worked with?
That I've worked with? Oh, I mean, I just got to do a movie with Harvey Keitel. You know, like, he's a legend. You don't know who he is, I can tell.
Harvey Keitel?
Harvey Keitel.
I'm looking up right now.
Come on, girls.
I'll know. I'm usually really good with this stuff. Harvey Keitel. Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like in a bunch of Martin Scorsese movies.
Yeah. He's a legend.
Oh, yeah. Love him.
Got to work with him. That was amazing in this movie I just finished in Italy, which just got nominated in the Rome Film Festival, which is exciting.
Awesome.
And Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey's a dear friend of mine. Yeah. I'm actually godfather of his daughter, so that's fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I got to work with him. We knew each other, and then we got to work together. And just like, you know, there's actors that you're on set and you just watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you learn so much.
Yeah.
Those are the actors, you know?
Were you a born really actor? You were never afraid to be on stage? And it sounds
I don't know, because I was four.
You were so little.
Do you know what I mean? I really don't know. Like 4 years old.
Your mom seems like the catalyst. She seems like the one who really got all this going,
I mean,
right?
My mom for sure was the catalyst. And also, like, I remember I used to get so emotional because I would see my mom. Oh.
Do it.
No.
Let's hear it.
I would get so emotional because I'd see, oh, fuck.
Do it.
No.
We've all cried.
Too much coffee. No, because she would get out a checkbook.
Aww.
And she would sign like to give me my dance class or to buy me my ballet shoes. And I knew like my mum didn't have much.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So
I remember that.
Without
too.
A doubt, sure. That was like, that too. Was why I am where I am. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Sorry.
No,
is this, yeah.
We both have sons, and so like if my little boy doesn't cry about like all the shit I do for him, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah, but it's so like that's it. I mean, truly, like I think moments that's it when you actually stop and you ask these questions is when you're like, oh, that is why mm-hmm. I'm sitting here is because of my parents and because the support or the gamble that they took on mm-hmm. us when we were kids, mm-hmm. you know, or that extra little bit of push that sometimes we need because sometimes as kids we're like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't understand.
And it takes the parents to be like, no, you should. You should give it a go. Mm-hmm. Come on, you can do this. And mm-hmm. and that makes all the difference, you know?
Absolutely. So do you want kids?
Yeah, I do want kids.
Yeah.
People just assume because I'm 42 that I don't want kids. I'm like, my nickname through my friend group is the Manny. Like, I look after the kids. Like,
oh,
I'm,
how funny.
I've got three godchildren, three nephews, three nieces, three of the threes. And I do. It's just, you know, it's not, I haven't got that far. But yeah. I look back on a lot of relationships that I used to point the finger on, you know, like mm-hmm. they were so bad to me. That was them. And now
now
I've done the work and I was like, I was a fucking nightmare, you know, like without even knowing it.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that I'm 42 and not don't have kids, mm-hmm. but I'm also grateful that I don't have them. I didn't have them because I want to be the best version of myself. And
totally.
I want to be a great
dad. That's called being responsible.
Yeah. And I think if I had a kid, it would have been another way for me to distract mm-hmm. what I was really feeling. You
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's definitely what I did. I was just talking about that with somebody the other day. It's like, oh, I want to have kids because I want that sense of purpose. It's like, you want to know something? When you have kids, that sense of purpose that you're looking for by having children, you're not going to find it with them. They just highlight everything that you haven't yet dealt with in yourself and bring it to the surface real quick and bring everything that you lean on in time. Times of stress and lack of sleep, it's like all that shit comes out. That's why there's like such a pill problem, drinking problem with moms.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Stay-at-home moms.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my tangent.
Okay, let's quickly move on to something else. Yeah. I'm back.
Okay, so what's been your favorite company aside from Cactus Water that you've invested in?
Next Health has been amazing. Yeah, Next Health and a company called Vital Red Light. Which
tell
is
me
like
about Next Health.
Next Health is in my non-scientist way of describing things.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, South
we'll
London.
Fact check it.
It's basically prevent disease before it happens. So it's like optimize your health. Don't wait for something to be wrong. You can go in there, you get all your blood testing done, your food sensitivity, your, you know where your levels are at, kind of look at the body from inside and out, top mm-hmm. to bottom, and find out what's going on. And then it's the future optimization stuff that we have available, like hyperbaric oxygen chambers, you know, IVs, exosomes, mm-hmm. stem cells.
Is this a franchise?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, no, sorry. It's not a franchise. We own them all.
Yes.
As of now, but we have multiple locations.
Oh, got this it. Is where you go and do your cryo.
Yeah. So we have one Sunset Plaza up the street.
Oh, nice.
One at
nice.
Century City Mall, Studio City, New York. We did a deal with the Four Seasons at their resort. Oh, so wow. Like Maui, we have a Next Health now.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
that's a bunch so nice. Of their major properties. And then we'll be going worldwide in the next 12 months. We signed quite a lot. Australia.
That's amazing. So it seems like there's a theme around health for you.
Yeah, because I love doing things now that make me feel good, you know, because for me it is all, I mean, for everyone, it's all connected. But my realization is like how I treat my body is how I'm going to feel in my mind. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing things and I feel good, the chances are my mind's in a better place, you know? And if my mind's in a better place, then I want to do things that are good for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like full circle stuff.
So. And I think people too are so reactive to their health versus being proactive about it. And like, sounds like that's what Next Health is. It's like, how to take control of your health before something bad happens.
Totally. I love that. I wish it was something that's affordable to the masses. Is there anything being done about like making this something that people can do if they don't have a ton of money?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a way to start. I think like cryos, you know, a quick cryo treatment isn't
that
expensive.
Not yeah.
Some of the IVs, I mean, I do IVs a lot and people are like, oh, are you sick? And I'm like, no, I'm doing it so I don't get
sick. I
think that's
IVs.
A reaction, right? People go and get an IV when they're sick.
Yeah. When they're hungover.
If you get them without being sick, you probably won't get sick. Do an AD like once a week.
I was doing them a ton. And then I started hearing things about like, because it regenerates all of your cells. That like if you have any bad cells going on, then it'll regenerate those too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm like a little, I'm a little skeptical about it.
I don't know. I probably do them a bit too much.
Yeah.
Like I'm still an extremist.
So we've seen the trends from in the health, you know, brand aspect from CBD, functional foods, the seltzers. Yeah. What do you think is the next health trend?
I mean, I think red light. Red light is incredible for you.
I don't mean
like the gimmicks because truly like the red light masks and things like that, there's not enough red light in them. Like it's, and that's not their fault. They can't put red lights in a flimsy mask. But red light itself, the studies around it now have been incredible. Like it's just great for cellular health, great for energy, great for mindset. It's just amazing for everything. So I think red light.
I was going to say, like, especially people who live in like a cold environment where they're not getting a lot of sunlight during the winter. It helps with like things like seasonal affective disorder. Yep. And I remember after I had my C-section and I was like lying under one, my scar went away in like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we want to get a sauna, but I like to sweat. So then I feel like I'm physically
Well, then
releasing.
You need a red light sauna. Yeah.
So then they're like, well, you need to do the red light one. But I'm like, but I don't sweat as much. So I feel like I'm
red
not
light
releasing.
Saunas, you sweat a lot.
You do?
Up to like 150. Yeah, you can definitely do that.
As long as I'm
referring to just red light itself that doesn't get hot.
Yeah.
And more for what you're saying, like people that live in countries that don't have a lot of sunlight, you know, it really affects your mindset.
Yeah.
So switching that on in the mornings can really just help everything, you know?
Mm. And what you're talking, the red light saunas, they're an infrared. The red light that you get when you like are, it really has to be close to your body.
So that's different.
It's different. Like you're going to get the collagen production. You're going to get a lot more, like it's really good for your eyes. Actually, you can open your eyes in those, which
people assume you need the goggles, but you don't.
Yeah.
By the way, any question you have on any of my products, defer to me and I'll pass them to you.
I'm hired by him. Yeah. We planted all of this.
I love it. No, I'm really into, we're both really into health and I'm really into growing brands and I'm an angel investor in a couple of brands. So I like to be here with you. I just want to like pick your brain and get all the advice I can.
Yeah,
pick it.
I mean, look, I'm still learning a lot, right? But it's like, as I say, I think product and people is everything because if the product's great, but the people suck, and also that's not going to be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't want to be involved with a CEO that I just don't like, you know?
Yeah.
Even if that means making money, I don't really care, you know? Because that's the other thing is like, I think being in this city for, God, 20 years is like you feel like you need and want so much and then you get the stuff and then you're like, I need more and then you get the stuff. And it's like, if I rewound the clock 20 years, I've got everything I ever dreamed of, but I still wanted more. So you realize that's never going to change.
Do you think that ever goes away? That's something I struggle with.
It has to go. Well, you have to let it go away.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it won't go away.
You're like addicted to
it
like,
won't go away.
Oh, well, I got this accolade. Now what's next? I have to keep getting bigger and bigger. And my goals need to get bigger.
Do you know Abraham Hicks?
Yes.
It's like, we're meant to be that way because you always go for the better feeling. And I think it's the human condition. We're supposed to be that way. But the ultimate goal is to be in a place where you're able to help other people.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
And be aware of it. Like, I still love, like, you know, nice things.
Yeah.
But am I buying that nice thing because I think it's suddenly going to distract or change what's going on? You know, like,
right.
Or am I just getting it because I like it and it's for me And that's it.
Yeah.
Then it's different. And so it's that awareness.
To both your points, because you mentioned this earlier and what you were saying of serving others and paying it forward, I found with founders, some of the best things for me personally, like leading up, is taking these calls with people who have done it before me and how genuine other founders want to help young founders is really, I was actually pleasantly
surprised. The 12th step of AA.
Yeah. It was really cool. They really want to see other people grow. Totally. So that's
really cool. Also, like, I mean, everything, Cali Water, the minute we launched, we partnered with No Kid Hungry. Like, we have a massive give back component. Most of the brands I'm involved in, I always push for that. And I try and do as much of that. Like, I have an organization, Not For Sale, that I've worked with for 15 years now against human trafficking. And people are like always mentioning it, like, oh, you do so much. I'm like, I honestly do it because I'll go to Thailand for a week and work on our shelter. And it's a year of therapy.
Wow.
Because you immediately oh my God. What am I complaining about?
I know.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're giving back. But if I'm honest with myself, it really is, I'm doing it for myself.
Yes. Right.
Like, yes, it's nice, but there's a bit of self in there as well, because it's just like, we're in our own bubble too much, you know, because of phones, because of social media, because of everything. Like, I can quickly be like, within 5 minutes of scrolling on Instagram, which I tried to never do, I can seriously be an insecure teenager, like instantly.
Wow. Yeah, how quickly we defer back to those.
Yeah,
old
or I'm not good enough, or why don't I have a private jet? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
why don't
this
you
guy
have
I just met
jet?
With has a jet? Yeah, yeah, I know.
But it puts things in perspective.
I'm
going to
cry
sure.
again. But it's perspective, and that's it. We just need to get out of our own selves to really get perspective, because you can't get it inside. You can't like get perspective by yourself.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
and you can't get it through things. It's experiences and other people and sharing their stories.
Life.
Yeah. I love it. What's something you've learned in life that you think at 42, you know, you've experienced quite a full life. What do you think is like a key piece of advice? Something you live by, or a mantra you live by?
I mean, it changes. As I said, I love the one at the moment, like, people that matter don't mind. People that mind don't matter.
It's your Irish coming out.
It's my Irish. I'm a fridge magnet. I mean, my grandma used to have them all. Like, life is the journey, not the destination.
Yeah. She makes fun of me because I'm always like, you can't count your chickens before they hatch.
I and team. You can have a whole conversation with just those.
Yeah. I had to like get rid of some of the stuff on my fridge. It was embarrassing. I don't know. Like, it's just there is no perfect path. Mm-hmm. Like, there's truly not. Anyone that's telling you they've lived a perfect life is probably fucking probably some really bad stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, self forgiveness is huge. You know, forgiveness in general of others. Like, it's just, I don't know, advice. I don't really. I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know.
I love that. I love the forgiveness. I mean, I think forgiveness is a great one. I'm going to give you a second to think about that, because I want to go back to the human trafficking one. Yeah. Like, I follow a few different sites or pages on Instagram, and I went down a rabbit hole of being really into it. And then, like, I almost felt like I couldn't bear it. Like,
it's horrific.
Yeah.
I don't know the stats exactly now, but at one point, like, not just human trafficking, but slavery was like at an all time high ever in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet no one talks about it. It just gets swept under
the
rug.
And it gets politicized that kind of, you like know? In LA, they're like, oh, that's actually like, if you believe, if you support
anti-trafficking,
oh, no,
then it's
sure.
conservative.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just so weird to me that's been politicized. Even with, I don't know if you saw that new Mel Gibson movie that just came out with the sex trafficking. And it highlights everything in sex trafficking.
Well, Mel Gibson is known for being like super right wing.
Yeah, because of that, all of a sudden movies aren't playing it, or the air conditioning went off, or the movie's not working. Like, they did things.
Wow.
So that
or like, what? How about Russell Brand yesterday, who I love?
I love him.
Came out about him, and it's like,
weird timing.
The timing seems really interesting to me. It's like, oh, now all of a sudden, because he's like, everybody knows about his promiscuous past, it's because he's calling out the bullshit.
Yes, and now he's getting...
anyway.
Yeah, it really is like, I mean, when we have as I said, the first shelter, actually the All Saints, the owner of All Saints funds the shelter himself, like puts up all the money. And we have like, I don't know, probably 150 kids there that are pulled out of. Obviously Thailand's very bad for the trafficking stuff.
So this is international.
And yeah. But the stuff that you hear, their stories of like, you know, being kids and having to service men it's like sickening.
It's sickening.
But you can't get that story told.
It's weird.
You
could pitch that and you could be like, we just, you know, there's three kids and no one will, you know. And I think it's partly maybe, I don't know, because you don't want to affect Thailand tourism or, by the way, it's not just Thailand.
It's everywhere.
So yeah, it's a weird world. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which is, by the way, why I love, genuinely, when I read the title of this podcast, I was like, fuck yeah.
We talk about it all here.
We talk about it all.
We get a lot of support and a lot of controversy.
Which is great.
And we don't, we're not experts in like anything, but we just talk about everything.
We just talk like normal girls. Yeah, we definitely are.
You mean like
experts.
Humans?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We ask the humans human living questions. The human experience.
Yeah.
But I just think that's great that you have something. A charity for that specific cause, because I feel like it's something that a lot of us are like, it's just so painful to even like look at that. We're like, okay, I'm going to do something else. I'll donate to
ignorance
this,
is bliss, right? Yeah. Sometimes it's better to be like, oh.
I always say, I wish I was oblivious. I wish I was like, da-da-da. Yeah. I hate that I'm like...
We all have a lot of those friends.
Yeah,
you know what
we
mean?
Do.
They're happy every day because they are completely...
And I'm like, what world are you living in? It must be nice.
My
it
world.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
world.
Sounds nice,
yeah.
But I know too much.
I do want to be part of a sting operation someday, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like,
there's an amazing organization. Marisol Nichols, the actress, put me onto it. I think it's Operation...
Smile?
No. That's for your teeth.
Oh, Sunshine? No, I feel like there's one.
No, it's Railroad.
Oh, yes.
Operation Underground Railroad or something like that. Look it up. But they're incredible. They do a lot of sting operations.
I might.
No, they show like videos and stuff.
Yeah, and they're like undercover.
It's weird. They'll get like censored on Instagram or accounts deleted.
Of course.
That's weird.
Did you look it up?
Yeah.
Marisol was amazing. She's
wow.
She'd be.
I went to one of their marches actually for against sex trafficking in San Diego.
Oh,
yeah, it was amazing. It was really cool to see the support. But again, we were politicized. It's like, nope, just trying to save kids.
It is a weird world.
I can't.
So, do you have any fun trips coming up?
At the moment, I'm here. I might try. My godson's in Bahamas, so I might try and get there. His birthday's today, so I was thinking about trying to get there. But it's all scheduled so sporadic because of this whole strike thing. Like anything can change. Yeah. But as of now, yeah, I guess 23rd of October, I start that movie in Serbia.
Oh, so how long will you be there?
I'll be there a month.
Is Serbia safe?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see it pop up on lastminute.com much. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really like, vacation guide to Serbia.
Vacation package. Yeah.
Not that anyone that from Serbia that's watching, I just haven't been there, so I can't judge.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
But I'll probably go to London before Serbia. See the
and are your parents still there?
Stuff. Yeah, mum and dad. Mum and dad are between there and Spain.
So
they have a little
fun.
Place in Spain. Yeah, we spent a lot of time in Spain as kids. And so we've always had a place there, family, home.
I've never been to Spain, but everyone says it's like the best
ever. It's amazing.
Ever.
The Spanish have a real incredible way of life. You know, they have it figured out. Like you talk about balance, like balance is part of their routine. Like the siesta, like they shut the stores.
I was going to ask, is that true? I've heard
that. And they shut it until 7 p.m. Like it's part of their culture. Like it happens.
And when you clock out of work, you like actually clock out. I heard.
Yeah.
You're like done for the day. You're not checking your phone.
You can't get hold of anyone. No.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So that movie production starts very soon. Yeah. How long will you be there for?
I'll be in Serbia for a month and I'll go to the UK and do some stuff there first. I bought a stake in my hometown football club.
How cool.
My hometown. Yeah. So my dad's from Eastbourne. Born in Eastbourne. I was born in Hastings. They're two seaside towns next door to each other. And so Eastbourne Football Club, I bought a stake in. And we're trying to do some stuff with the club. And so I'll go over there for some press.
That's exciting.
Cool. Yeah. Do you play soccer, right? Soccer, football?
I still play as well.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I grew up playing, as I said, my mum had me in ballet class, but my dad, all the boys played football. So we all played all the time.
I watched the movie. Is it Green Street Hooligans? Is that what it is?
Yeah, good movie.
It's amazing. Well, it just goes to show the passion behind football. Like here, people are kind of fair weather, especially in California with sports.
Yeah,
they literally will die for their soccer team.
But I will say, LAFC. If you haven't been yet,
no,
I've been going to a bunch of games.
It's fun.
No,
the fans are insane.
I want to get into soccer. I feel like that's gonna be on the rise here.
The game is. I took Vanessa for her first time ever at a soccer game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
She was like, she lost it. She was like, this is
insane. She loved it.
It's so amazing.
They
sent their fans to Europe to train to like be fans.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and you've never seen anything like it. Like they are playing the drums, they are shouting and chanting all the game. Not for 90 minutes, they do not stop.
Wow!
They're amazing.
See, I gotta get into
3252. The club is called like the fan group, I think, or 3252.
Wow! I gotta go to one of those games. We'll go with you.
We'll
how
do
about
a trip.
We'll
all
go together.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But other than that, no travel. Yeah, I'm trying to think if anything's popping up. No, nothing.
What's I want to end just for anyone who's interested in starting their own ventures and business. What's a piece of advice you'd have to young entrepreneurs starting?
Really, 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 really take some time to think about if it's what you want. An idea is an idea, right?
Yeah.
We all have them, especially creative people. You're constantly like, oh my god, I've got the next thing. It just takes a lot of work, you know. And I think some people do have a moment where it just goes, right? It goes viral and it's done and it's, you know, oh my God, you know, $100 million company.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to pretend that never happens. And mm-hmm. you've just got to treat it as, am I willing to put in the hours? Am I willing to wake up and talk about this and be a part of it and work every single day? And if you truly are, like, to put everything else aside and really go for it, then give it a go. But this is just a choice you got to make, because so many people, even around me, have an idea, but it's just an idea. And then are they going to put the hours in? Are they going to want to do it? You have to sacrifice as well. Yeah. You know, like, it's my social life has really changed. And it's tough because I feel bad. There's a lot of friends. I say friends, but, you know, you have your core five,
you got your
or whatever.
A group. Yeah, your
but
B
then,
group.
The, you know, yeah. the B group.
Yeah.
It's a horrible way to put it, but you said it.
You know who you are.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. There is. You don't have a lot of
no,
time.
No, but you can't. Yeah. That time changes. Because yeah. it used to just be, like, oh, my God, totally. I'll have dinner with everyone yeah. on Friday. Like, that just changes. Mm-hmm. Because if your days are so busy that at nighttime, I'm like, I just need to take
clock
time
out.
For
that's
me.
Like my dating life right now. I'm like, oh, I just don't have the time to spend with like a potentially cool person.
Yeah.
It's like if you're, I don't know.
The power yeah. of no is real.
I know.
And the ones, I feel like the real ones will understand. Like, I got you. I'll support you however
yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
those are the good ones.
Time
yeah,
management.
Exactly. So yeah, you've just got to really, really, really want it and then go for it. Give it everything you've got.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, try again. Pick something else.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know like the percentage, but I'm pretty sure over 50% of founders that have had an exit, like, you know, a unicorn mm-hmm. company, had a ton of ideas that failed before.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. This wasn't their first idea and their first shot.
Any success story is never, oh, I made it big on my first try.
I know.
You know?
Of course.
You're
going to
fail
I mean, this town
times.
Is full of it, right?
Totally.
I mean, I was here for, I was, yeah, 20 years I've been here. It was probably 15 years of being totally lost.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I wasn't working. I was working, but I was trying to still find my way, trying to find me. Mm-hmm. And it takes... You can only find that by trying things, right? So
right.
it's like dating, you know, you have to date a lot of people before you really know what you want and what matters to you and what's important and, you know,
yeah.
who you want to be and how you want to interact with someone. It's the same in business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe actually that's what I'm going to take away from this. It actually is, it's just as important to go on those bad dates.
And to fail,
it like helps
yeah.
you hone in a little bit more so that you know.
By the way,
you...
though, I'm with you because I can't stand it. I'm like, when I have the choice of that, I'm like, frozen yogurt.
Yeah,
I literally
exactly.
on Postmates. I'll order my.
Have you heard of the lemon law? If you
no.
both are at, it's from How I Met Your Mother, but it's like if you both agree that this date's not going anywhere, you can both say lemon law and leave.
Really?
Oh,
just not waste
that.
Your time. Yep.
I love
then
that.
I'd probably like them. I'd be like, you're actually then, cooler than I thought.
And then, and yeah. then he's just like lemon law.
Yeah.
I try and do coffee now.
You me yeah. too. Or FaceTime.
Because dinner is just. It's
too
a
long.
Lot.
It's a dedication.
Whole meal of food.
And it feels like it's meant to be something.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let's grab a tea
yeah.
or a coffee because
yeah.
that can be 20 minutes.
And then
good.
It can be dinner if I like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah some yeah. other time.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So you're all in Cali water.
Yep.
That's
yeah, I'm
all
glad
right.
you like it.
Yeah, I
what
love
flavors
it,
did you get?
Yeah.
I tried the
prickly
pear.
Okay.
That was delicious.
Watermelon's the number one seller at the moment. And we just launched pineapple, which you don't have, but I'll get you some pineapple
Ooh.
Too.
Oh yeah. No, I love it. I'm really lime. Excited. Let us know how we can support. Do you guys have an Instagram or anything? Where can we
yeah,
they're at Walmart
at
now?
Cali Water.
Are we Walmart? In
Walmart.com and it goes okay. into Walmart stores next year.
That's amazing. So exciting.
But yeah, Gelson's, Bristol Farms, Ralph's.
All right.
All
and where
the...
can we find your new movie or any of your new projects?
I have a movie called The Bricklayer coming out with
okay.
Nina Dobrev and Aaron Eckhart, but I don't know when it's coming out because that's all like up in the
yeah.
air too. You know?
Okay, okay.
It was meant to be out end of August, but it's not come out.
Well, where can people find your pretty face?
My Instagram is my name, Oliver Trevina.
okay.
Yeah, it's really creative.
okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all the tips
no,
and
this
advice.
Is a pleasure.
This is yeah. great.
Can't awesome. Believe you made me cry.
Yes!
Yeah, we did it.
Woo!
We got someone to cry. Yeah. I love it.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.